Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Alley applying the tag. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarani for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Christopher reaches second base with a double. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Selma moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Friend juggles the ball. That's an error on Friend. Selma moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Don Schwall now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Hunt moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. the Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christopher for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley strikes out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Selma is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani scoops up the ball and tags Hunt for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Dick Selma. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Johnny Lewis. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Al McBean now pitching. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.